Turkey reaches its boiling point as protests turn violent. Egypt faces a breakdown and a creative response to advancing the gospel. More details on this coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. When you put a lid on a simmering pot, the boiling point isn't too far away. Turkey's definitely boiling over with ongoing protests from the weekend. It started with peaceful protests against the destruction of Gezi Park near Taksim Square. Then police marched in with tear gas and water cannons. Hundreds have been arrested or injured, one person killed. Now protests against police brutality and government control are sweeping Turkey. IN Network's Rody Rodehaver says there is
a concern that the government of Prime Minister Erdogan may be moving towards the more Islamic, religiously oriented government.
Protesters are calling for Prime Minister Erdogan's resignation. His response?
The Prime Minister has kind of taken a cocky stance and has seemingly not listened.
IN Network's ministry in Istanbul is safe so far.
There could become other pockets of unrest where we are doing ministry. And so our prayer is that this will not go that far.
Next, Egypt's highest court ruled that the legislature was elected illegally. Voice of the Martyr spokesman Todd Nettleton explains why.
They've said the election was wrong because it was unconstitutional, because those seats were not protected for minority groups to have a voice in this body and on the constitutional panel.
The ruling also calls into question the validity of the Constitution. The legislature will stay put until the next round of elections, which are months away.
So you have a body that has been determined to be unconstitutional, and yet they're making laws, they're passing legislation for at least several more months.
Is it a reset button? Perhaps, in more ways than one.
There are Muslims who are choosing to follow Christ, and a part of that is they see the radical nature of Islam as presented by the Muslim Brotherhood and now as being enforced at a governmental level, and that's producing an openness to the gospel.
Now more than ever, it's time to pray. More at our website. This is Mission Network News. Fighting rages on in Syria as thousands remain trapped in a town near the Lebanese border. The civil war is now boiling over into Lebanon. Syria's two-year war has killed over 80,000 people and driven 1.5 million into neighboring countries. Food for the Hungry's Peter Howard.
This is the biggest humanitarian crisis of our time. And I think it's really incumbent upon the Western Church to really enter into spiritual battle, praying for the Syrian church, but also supporting them.
FH is partnering with churches in the region to give refugees food, water, shelter, and hygiene items. Pray refugees come to Christ as they experience His love through the church.
The church becomes a place for people to find rest, to be cared for and listened to as they share their story and as they open up their hearts.
We turn next to the Middle East. It's a region filled with upheaval and uncertainties. People have found themselves shaken to the core and asking truth questions. Those are being answered by Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Now, Faith Comes By Hearing is looking into launching its Bible.is channel through Sat7. There's a $200,000 matching challenge now to get it off the ground. We've got details on that at our website. And seminary students are putting feet to their studies. Crossroad Bible Institute is offering discipleship courses for prisoners internationally and throughout the U.S. At Westminster Seminary in California, students learn how to disciple others by correcting CBI lessons. Along with their corrected lessons, students send letters of encouragement. Pray students grow in their ability to disciple others as they become pastors, mentors, and teachers. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book Scientists Who Find God by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive, as well as other questions? Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828, or you can also go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.